rights, an acre on the edge of town. A rifle to convince them that they're safe and sound. Naturally, it's for their own protection. That's how we plan to have them keep the native population down. Whip the whites who try to hide black runaways. Reward them for reporting those who disobey. Excommunicate interracial married couples who cohabitate. We can't afford another coalition that would compromise our fragile capital position any day. Not in any way.
Virginia Statute, Act 12. Be it enacted and declared that all children born in this country, bond or free, shall be held only according to the condition of the mother. Virginia Statute, Act 22. Be it therefore enacted that any captured English servant accompanying a runaway Negro must serve time for said Negro's absence. Virginia Statute, Act 41. Any white man or woman whatsoever, being free, who intermarries with a Negro, mulatto, or Indian, shall be banished and removed from this dominion forever. Forever.
Step by step. Step by step.
Was the warning shot across the bow. His strategy is nagging at me even now. His workers found a way to work together. Their appetite for joining black and white is what we can't allow. Strip some blacks and rip their backs out in the square. We'll treat them like a feature at the county fair. By day or night when black and white assemble, defiance from any alliance should be punished everywhere. The children of the slaves we own as property. We lynch them when they stray from home and property. Here's some good advice, never let them make you have to give an order twice. They're simple-minded and uncivilized. Any independence should be neutralized. As pious and devoted men of God, we should never feel we need to spoil our rod. The master has a fundamental role to remind the worker who is in control. For the benefit of the community, we perform our duties.